Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Jeremiah Davies, and he is the recreation director with APS, Edern Public Schools, and Jeremiah is going to be talking to us about a great program that kind of started this year, didn't it, Jeremiah?
It did.
And it's all about recreation and kids and fun, and I'm so excited to have him share this with us. So tell us a little bit about how did this whole idea come to fruition?
So this came around a few years ago. The district kind of took a look at where athletics and recreation, the state of it in the city of Adrian and Adrian Public Schools. And, you know, with the recreation department essentially going out of business years ago due to some city cutbacks, we really kind of identified that there was a need for this. And so through talking with parents, community members, we decided to start the Adrian Community Recreation Department. And fortunately, I was appointed to kind of lead and run that. So it's been an awesome opportunity this first year.
Well, your foresight in the direction that you're going is just phenomenal. I mean, you've gotten great results with a lot of kids wanting to participate.
Mm-hmm. We have. So we started our very first program rolled out January of 2019, and we were really kind of unsure how this was going to work, how many kids were going to be involved. And the first program, we had 142 Adrian Public School kids between kindergarten and fifth grade that came out. And this year has just been a snowball effect. You know, I always tell people we're bursting at the seams. I'm currently a one-man department, and we're getting to the point where we're just being overrun, and it's a great problem to have.
It is.
But again, we're servicing all the kids of, you know, Adrian Public Schools. And so we're that's why we're happy about this new partnership with the City of Adrian and the YMCA of Lenawee. They saw the success we had early on.
Right.
Wanted to join us. And so we're going to have some awesome programming running out here in 2020.
Well, I love the idea that you call it fundamentals and fun, because if you take the fun out of sports, you're kind of lose half your kids. And it sounds like that you're having the opposite effect.
That's absolutely, you know, correct. What we're doing is, you know, the slogan is we're pushing fun and fundamentals. So much anymore in youth athletics, there's a focus on winning. And while winning is good, that winning's not the only thing.
Right.
And so we're pushing kids to come, have fun, learn some fundamentals, enjoy yourselves, but walk away with a positive experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you put winning above everything and you don't win, kids go home and they're upset and,
right.
and things, you know, it kind of messes up your day. So ultimately, we want kids to have fun mm-hmm. in a safe environment, and then that's what we're doing right now.
Right. Well, and you told me that it's having carryover effect then with their schoolwork, and that just adds to the benefit of the whole idea of sports.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I look at it as someone who's a fan of athletics but also enjoying being in a scholastic setting, some of the victories that we've had are stories where Ann Lacoste, who's a principal at Mitchell Elementary, has told me that, hey, I have parents now showing up that I've never seen before. I'm putting faces with names, and most importantly, she's able to start conversations about their education. And that's the most important things, and that's first and foremost our goal and our duty at Adrian Public Schools is to educate children.
Exactly.
So this recreation department is just one component of the broad educational experience that we're trying to give our students.
Exactly. Well, I mean, anytime you have a chance to elevate a child to a different level of what their special talents are, it's a beautiful thing to watch them blossom and learn something new.
It is. And so, you know, as we've designed this, we've cut these programs down to 5 and 6 weeks, and we're giving multiple opportunities for kids. And so while we say, hey, if basketball and football is not your thing, that's okay. We have non-traditional stuff. And one of the very first programs that I'm excited to roll out in 2020 is we're calling it the Maple Fitness Club.
Okay.
And it's going to be an exploration of non-traditional activities. And that's going to start with some children's yoga as well as a program called Youth Fit that we're designing. It's focused on wellness and physical activities and all these good things. So, again, we're saying, hey, just because basketball – football, baseball's not your thing. Well, that's okay.
Right.
We have other things for you. And so that's another positive. Parents are telling me and giving me stories and saying, hey, you know, my son or daughter, they've never experienced some of these sports before, but you're giving it to us at an extremely affordable rate.
Right.
and the overall experience is fantastic. And so kids are coming back and they're trying, you know, multiple recreational activities. So this is really good, and we're excited.
It is. It's great. So, Jeremiah, for our listeners to find out how to get involved, how to get their kids involved, what's their best direction to go?
The best way to go is just to call me directly. My line at the district office is 517-417-6299. Okay. Or you could email me. My email address is jdavies@adrian.k12.mi.us.
Those are those long school
ones. Yeah, I had to get that out. Had to get it out.
So the new programs will be starting the middle of January.
Yep. So
they should get with you now.
Yes. So things are going home this week. Okay. There's going to be online registration. We're going to kick off in January, and we're going to run through the last week of school. Okay. And we're really excited about this. And I would like to say one more thing. Mm-hmm. As we're called the Adrian Community Recreation Department because this really is a community collaboration.
Okay.
And one of the groups that has really helped us out big time has been First Student Transportation.
Okay.
A lot of these programs entail bringing kids to the high school just to use our facilities.
Right.
And First Student came on board this past spring, and they bus our children for free.
Oh,
so this is additional stuff on top of what they're already doing, you know, and that was a huge component for us because it's expensive.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so Ben Newsom, the director of First Student, he sat down with me, and we were talking about stuff. And I said, what's it going to cost for me to bus kids from all four elementary schools to the high school? He said, let me think about it. Came back to me a day later and said, you know what? We want to do this for free. We want to join with APS. We want to join with the city of Adrian and the YMCA, and we want to be a part of this. So I really want to recognize them because this is a community effort, really.
Well, and that's it. You're taking out all those obstacles that'll keep kids from being able to participate with the ride share and even with the availability of other people to help pay for their enrollments in these if need be. So, Jeremiah, we appreciate everything you're doing, and God bless you for sharing the information with us and being so involved in our kids' lives. That it's those early years that really map out the future a lot of times. So we appreciate you.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.